Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Chaf Hei Amud Beis of Maseches Sukkah. We are already on Daf Chaf Hei Amud Beis. We are at the word Gufa, well into the page, about 10 lines down into the page, right in the middle of the line, Gufa. So we can go back to something that we had mentioned earlier, and that is that Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda Amarav, Ovel Chayiv B'Kol Mitzvos Amoris B'Torah, Chutz Mitfilin Shari Nemer Ben Pe'er, that an Ovel is obligated, someone who lost a relative, sinning Shiva, is obligated in seven, in all the mitzvahs of the Torah, with the exception of Tefillin, because Tefillin is called a pe'er, and it's inappropriate for an Ovel to adorn himself with something magnificent like Tefillin. How do I know this? Mida Amalei Rachmanu Yechezkel, from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yechezkel and Avi, at the time that he's letting him know that his wife will die, that he should not act like an Ovel, and he told him, as a way of showing that you should not observe Avelus, he tells him, Pe'ercha Chavosh Alecha. Keep your tefillin on. Make sure you wear your tefillin, so that you will be, that will be a sign to people that if they don't do tshuva, the Beis HaMikdash will be destroyed, and many people will die, and they won't be able to be misabel on their krovim. Meaning that was the nevuah that Yechezkel was trying to get across. So he has an experience of avelus without the ability to express the avelus. He has to wear tefillin, and he's telling them that you might have the same thing if the Beis HaMikdash gets destroyed. And we see from there, from the fact that Yechezkel's lack of observance of Avelus meant that he wears tefillin, that yeah, atu d'mechayavas. You, Yechezkel, as an Avel, should wear tefillin. Avel kulei alma, patiri. But a typical Avel is pater from tefillin. Hanimili biyom rishon, but that's only on the first day of Avelus. Tichsiv, va'achrisa ki yom mar. The day of the death is called a yom mar. The ikra Avelus is only yom, it's only one day. V'yam ravi avav rezav dam rav. Avel chayiv besukah. An Avel is obligated in the mitzvah of Sukkah. Well, pshita, why would an Avel not be chayiv in Sukkah? An Avel is chayiv in every mitzvah in the Torah, except for tefillin. Why would Sukkah be an exception? So, now the tema holvam Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda Amarav mitztayer potter min haSukkah, hainami mitztayer hu. I might have thought that since a mitztayer is potter from Sukkah, an Avel is also mitztayer. Kamash Malan, Hanimili Tsara de Mela, Avalach Iud Kamat Sari Nafshe, Ibai Lili Suvidaite. That's why he has to tell me that no, an Avel is not Pater Midin Mitztaer, because a Mitztaer is only Pater when the Tsar is caused by the Sukkah. It's too hot, it's too cold, there are too many bugs, it's something like that. It's raining, but by an Avel, he's causing his own tsar, meaning the tsar is independent of the sukkah. He's focusing on his loss. So he should have calmed himself down and to ease his tsar a little bit, to be mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah. So main points over here, first of all, that an avel is potter from tefillin only on Yom Rishon, is derived from Yechezkel. The fact that an avel is potter from tefillin on Yom Rishon is derived from Yechezkel wearing tefillin. And number two, an Avel is chayiv in Sukkah because his tsar is not caused by the Sukkah. V'yomer Rabbi Abba Bar Zivda Amar Rav, Chasson v'ashushvin v'kol b'nei achupa p'tur min haSukkah kol shiva. The Chasson and his helpers and all the members of the wedding party are patur from Sukkah throughout the 7 days of Sheva Brachos. My taima, Yishum Debal L'mechadi. Why is it? Because they have to celebrate and they can't do that in a Sukkah. Ask the Gemara, v'lechlo b'sukkah, v'lechlo b'sukkah. Why can't they do that in the sukkah? Why can't they have the meals in the sukkah and celebrate in the sukkah? No, ein simcha ella b'chuppah. We assume that the simcha can only happen in the chuppah, so they're not able to celebrate in the sukkah. V'lechlo b'sukkah, v'lechlo b'chuppah. So the Gemara says, okay, so why don't they just eat in the sukkah and celebrate in the chuppah? Okay, so the simcha will be in the chuppah. Ein simcha b'makom suda. The simcha can only be in the place where the suda is. So ask Gemara v'le'avdu chuppa b'sukkah. So why don't they make the chuppa in the sukkah? And that way they can eat and celebrate in the sukkah, and it is the makom chuppa. Abaye yom mishum yichud. Abaye says, no, that would cause problems with yichud, because in the times of the Gemara, they used to make the sukkahs up on the roofs, and a lot of people... not so many people would come in and out all the time, because all the way up on the roof. So Chazal were afraid that if the Chasson leaves the Sukkah because he has to go to the bathroom or something, someone else might be left with the Kala for a long time, and that would be a violation of Yichud. V'Rava Amar Mishum Tzar Chasan. Rava says, no, the reason we don't make the chuppah in the sukkah is because it's going to cause tzar to the chasan. The typical sukkah in those days had three walls and was totally open on the fourth side. So everyone's going to be able to see the chasan and kala in their private moments, so it's going to be very embarrassing for them. My Benayus, what's enough Gamina, whether you say Abaye's reason or Rava's reason for the idea that Chasim v'Shashvin of apart from Sukkah, Ikebenai d'shchichin she d'nafki va'ayli l'hasam. Nafkamina would be, what if you have a Sukkah that a lot of people are constantly going in and out of? L'mandiyam rishum yichud daka. If your concern is one of yichud, no concern when there are lots of people going in and out. L'mandiyam rishum tzar chasan ika. But if your concern is one of tzar chasan, so you still do have that concern no matter how many people are going in and out. That's goof of the point. It's a lack of privacy that's the concern. So main point over here, the p'tur of chasan and shushrina from sukkah is either on account of concerns for yichud or concerns for the lack of privacy. So either it would be too much privacy between the kala and somebody else, and it would be a violation of yichud, or it's going to be not enough privacy for the chasan and the kala. Amar Rabbi Zeira, ana achli b'sukkah v'chadi b'chuppah. He says, you know, when I got married, I ate in the sukkah and I celebrated in the chuppah. I didn't exempt myself from sukkah like Rav's shita. V'kolshkein d'chadi li'boi d'kavid natarti. And you know what? My simcha was greater because I was able to do two mitzvos. I was able to sit in sukkah and to get married. So it enhanced my simcha to be able to do both mitzvos. So don't tell me that there's ain simcha ella, you know, b'makom suda. I was able to have the suda in one place and to have the celebration somewhere else, and it didn't stir my simcha even a single bit. Tan Rabbanon, chasen v'ashoshin v'kol b'nei chupa, p'turim min ha'tfila, u'min ha'tfilin, v'chev m'kriya shema. The chasen and all the members of the wedding party are patur from tfila. They're patur from tfilin, because normally when you're celebrating at a wedding, there's often some drunkenness, there's kalas rosh, and that is not the appropriate behavior for your tefillin, but they're chayiv in kriya shema, at least in pasuk rishon, because they're able to have at least that much kavana. Mishum Rabbi Shila amru, chasan pater v'ashrin v'kol b'nei achupa chayavin. However, Rabbi Shila disagrees. He says the chasan may be pater from kriya shema. Everybody else is chayiv in kriya shema. So main point over here, we have a machlokas, whether only the chasan or even the entire wedding party is pater from kriya shema. Now let's just finish off with this braisa. Tanya. People who write Svarim and Tfilin and Mezuzos, Hain, Vitagrayan, they and the merchants that sell them, Vitagrayan, the wholesalers and the retailers, Vikola Uskin B'Melech HaShemayim, and anything that does, anyone that does Melech HaShemayim that's involved in a mitzvah, La Asuye, and that comes to include Mochre Tcheles, people who sell Tcheles for people to fulfill the great mitzvah, the Arais of Tcheles and the Tzitzis, that's also called Osik B'Mitzvah, even though the Tcheles is just a dye, it's not the Cheftish of Mitzvah itself, but it's necessary in order to fulfill the mitzvah. So all such people are p'turim mikriyashma min atfilim min atfilim mikom mitzvah moris b'torah. Apart from kriyashma atfilah atfilin, all the mitzvah. The Torah l'kaim div Rabbi Yossi Aglili, shay Rabbi Yossi Aglili amar osik mitzvah patur min mitzvah, and that is very much in line with what Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds, that an osik mitzvah is patur from a mitzvah. So last main point, even the merchants of mitzvah items are pater from doing other mitzvos, because the sale of the writing of svarim, tefillin, and mezuzos, and the sale of them and of tcheles is a mitzvah itself, so that would exempt somebody from doing another mitzvah. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time when we do Chavav HaMeral, if we will pick up with Tanu Rabbanan.